saw the pictures from the prison in Iraq. The man on the box with his hands on the wires and his head in a sack. The man in the hallway with his neck tied to a leash line. The cigarette grins at the soldiers given at the high sign. Well, I wish I could believe it when they said it was an aberration. Just a few bad apples in an otherwise smooth operation. But there's just too many cracks in that tired old ruse. And now everybody gets to see Uncle Sam's got blood all over his brand new shoes. His brand new shoes, and there's something about us that we don't want to have to face. There's a killer instinct deep in this American race. Just ask anyone who's been on the other end of that leash, and they'll tell you. Selective memory loss is like a panacea. Big city cops took an immigrant man named Abner Louima, and they brought him downtown and they sodomized him with a toilet plunger. Never would have known, but somebody talked and the story came out from under. Now I know what you're thinking, cops ain't soldiers. But sometimes the line gets blurred, and they've been scratching each other's back for a while now, I've heard. When there's a war around the world, you know that there's a war at home. And they will do whatever they want to you when they get you alone. Get you alone, and there's something about us that we don't want to have to face. And there's a killer instinct deep in this American race. Just ask anyone who's been on the other end of that leash, and they'll tell you. You want to really understand that you gotta go back a ways. Back to the founding mythologies of what they call the good old days. The Indian Wars and the Wild West, and guns in everybody's hand. The violence was good then, it gave us a motherland. Now sometimes things got out of control, and they crossed that unspeakable line. Cutting off body parts and wearing them around, I guess soldiers just do that sometimes. We use your imagination. You know that they were feeling good. You know they would have taken pictures if they could. Cause there's something about us that we don't want to have to face. Yeah, there's a killer instinct deep in this American race. Just ask anyone who's been on the other end of that leash, and they'll tell you. Prison right now, and pretty soon we're gonna have more. And I shudder to think about what I've heard goes on behind those doors. It's just the worst kind of sex and violence, and we know that's a fact. But nobody seems to care about it too much until it shows up in Iraq, and I guess that's the problem. We don't seem to be able to make a connection. We think we're some kind of chosen people. We're waiting for a resurrection, but our savior is a con man, and he's looking up on number one. He'll give you $24 worth of junk jewelry and take it back at the point of a gun. At the point of a gun, and there's something about us that we don't want to have to face. And there's a killer instinct deep in this American race. Just ask anyone who's been on the other end of that leash, and they'll tell you. Cause there's something about us that we don't want to have to face. Yeah, there's a killer instinct deep in this American race. Just ask anyone who's been on the other end of that leash, and they'll tell you. 'Cause there's something about us.